telescope that's high and dry. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. While we're in the throes of winter, it's summer at the South Pole, meaning temperatures hit the balmy high of 22 degrees below zero. Nevertheless, it's warm enough for scientists from the Center for Astrophysical Research in Antarctica to tend to one of their newest telescopes. It's called DAISY, and researchers like Eric Leach of the University of Chicago are using it to measure the cosmic microwave background.
And this is actually light that's left over from the creation of the universe. And this was radiation that was released when the universe was only about 300,000 years old. And it's been traveling throughout the universe for the last roughly 14 billion years, pretty much unchanged from that early time when it was first released.
DAISY actually consists of 13 individual telescopes that work together to construct an image of the sky. Leach says the South Pole's an ideal place for DAISY because there's not much water vapor to interfere with measurements.
It's actually one of the driest deserts on the planet. It's also quite high. Because you're on top of 2 kilometers of ice, the base level at the South Pole is above 9,000 feet.
So DAISY is perfectly situated to give researchers a snapshot of a baby universe when it was just 300,000 years old. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.